I'm Alison Smith, and welcome to my Landscaping Your Life podcast, where I help you to get back on track when you don't know what to do. In this series, I'm going to be exploring the language that you use when you're stuck and use it as a hint to find solutions. So when you can't see the wood for the trees, you're going to go out into a wood and see what insight that wood may have that you can then apply to your situation. When I'm stuck in a rut, I'm going to go and stand in a rut. If I'm treading water, yes, you've guessed it. I'm going to go and tread water in the sea and share with you the insight that you can then apply to your current situation. The best way of using metaphor to solve problems is to not try and keep going between the metaphor and the problem. It's not about going, here's my problem. Oh, Alison's just said get a map. How do I apply the map to my situation? It's very much about putting the problem to the back of your mind and then fully diving into the metaphor. So diving into the wood that you can't see the trees for, exploring the wood, noticing the, even walking up some paths, joining with me as we think about cutting some of those trees back or climbing a tree, for instance. You're going to get much more from it the more distance you can have from the problem. It's much easier to then later on think about how to apply all that lovely metaphorical solutions and how to apply it to the real life situation. Today, we're looking at being at a crossroads when you're unsure and don't know what to do. So if you're at a crossroads, I'd highly recommend that you go out into nature and to notice what you notice at all the various crossroads, whether they're crossroads in the road, whether they're crossroads on paths. Just notice what you notice and then apply that noticing to the situation you feel like you're at a crossroads about. But otherwise, if you're not able to go out into nature and visit some crossroads, then why not sit back and put that situation that you're grappling with to your back of your mind and listen as I share insights from nature and from the crossroads that I came across in my travels. One of the interesting things about a crossroads is how few choices we often have, really. The fact that quite often, I don't know, it feels as if, oh God, it's a big choice and it's so difficult because there's multiple choices. Whereas actually at this crossroads, I've only got a choice. Well, I've got three choices. I could go left, I could go right, or I could go back the way I came. And therefore, at this precise moment, the choice I have depends on the outcome. I'm not going to get to the top of the hill if I go down that way. And I'm not going to get back into the town if I go that way. And I'm only going to get to the car if I go that way. So if you're at a crossroads in your life, my sense is, what's the outcome? And then it could be that it then fits into not being able to see the wood for the trees, that actually it's not. We have to be very precise about our language, that we're saying that we're at a crossroads and we don't know which way to go, and therefore we're making it about the choice of left or right, and actually it's more about that destination, and therefore certainly using the Landscaping Your Life method, I'd suggest to being precise about the language, pick the saying that best reflects. If it really can't see the wood for the trees, then what would you do in a tree, in a wood that you can't see for the trees? I may, on my travels, find such a crossroads. But the other thing to say about crossroads is, whilst the crossroads I'm at the moment doesn't have signposts, invariably most crossroads in nature have signposts. There's signals. There's, you know, we can stop at it. We may even have a roundabout where it gives us the opportunity to go round in a circle a little bit first before we make a choice. And again, there's something about the preciseness of language that if it feels like you're at that crossroads and you're just going round and round in circles, going, do I go off at that junction? Do I go off at that junction? Or do I go off at that junction? Then why not
have a look at going round in circles options shared in previous episodes of the podcast about what to do when you're going round in circles. So look for the signposts. Stop going round in circles. Be clear about your destination and the things that are coming to mind currently in this wood with respect to that crossroads. On a previous walk, I also remember the fact that we can start to worry about the decision we're going to make and we're not even at the crossroads. So there's something about, is now the time to make the decision, or are you not at the crossroads yet? Because sometimes it might be that you get there and realise, oh, there's a third option that you hadn't forecast. And therefore, it's only when you get to the crossroads that you can fully understand all of the options available to you. It reminds me a little bit about some work I'm doing for a transformative 12-week programme that I'm going to be doing later in the year, about when we're a caterpillar, we can be thinking about the choices we think we've got going forwards, not realising that in a matter of days or weeks, we're going to be a butterfly, and therefore the choices we've got are completely different. So are you at the crossroads yet, or are you worrying too much in advance about making those decisions? One of the things that I noticed about the crossroads that I came to, I've just moved from one location to another, and one of the things that I noticed was that I didn't notice the crossroads, I suppose, in terms of it was a route I knew well. And if I now reflect on how many crossroads have I come to throughout the last half an hour when I've moved from one location to another, I couldn't be able to tell you. And yet, actually, there's every possibility that it was quite a large number. So there is a sense of crossroads, we're coming to crossroads constantly. Every day in our lives, we're coming to crossroads. And therefore, we're already very familiar with how to deal with crossroads, whether it's following the signs, following the map, being clear where we're going, or just going, you know what, let's go left this time instead of right. There's also something about, actually, because there were so many crossroads, that even if I'd gone left at the last one, the chances are that very quickly I'd have another crossroads where I could have sort of made a different decision and therefore ended up in the same place as had I decided to go right earlier. So I do think that we can build crossroads up into and give them more energy, just give them more importance than they actually deserve. That it's just one crossroads in many, many crossroads that we've encountered today, this week, this month, this year, in our whole lifetime. And we've done well so far. Why does this crossroads feel any different than any of the others? And I think there's also something about, on some of the podcasts, I've suggested that you draw whether it's the wood that you can't see the trees for, whether it's the rock between the hard place, and to actually use drawing as a means to explore and change your relationship with the issue. Because don't forget, the whole reason we're doing this is the fact that you have an internal representation of the current situation that feels like a crossroads. And that it's that internal representation that is reflecting the level of stuckness and possibly overwhelm that you're feeling about the situation. And therefore, sometimes I think, go to the landscape, explore the landscape, and that internal representation will change. And as a result of changing, you'll then see the situation differently. And that's the same when I'm inviting you to draw. So what if you were to get a pen and a piece of paper and to draw the crossroads? How big is that crossroads? Where is it in relation to the rest of the page? If you were to think about the last crossroads that you came to, how big is that in relation to this current crossroads? What does the crossroads link up to? Is it in black and white? Might you need to make it into colour? Just explore, because there is an element of sometimes we've blown up this crossroads into something much more important and bigger than it deserves to be. And therefore, perhaps it's about, like, I don't know, in my head, I can envisage a like a balloon that's got too big, that we've sort of blown air into it. It's just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more time we've focused on it and put air into it, the bigger it's got. And that this feels like, what can we do to put a pin in that balloon? What can we do to make it take the air out of it, to take the importance out of it, so that we can relate to it as it deserves to be related to? And I sit here with the car buffeted by the wind because I'm at the top of a hill, and it's very open on one side of the hill, and the wind is just blowing, which is why I'm not doing this outside in nature, although I'm very close to it. But there's something about being prepared for the different directions one could go from the crossroads. So if one particular direction is uphill, then, you know, up to the top of this hill, then you'd need to be prepared for the wind and the weather and the rain, you know, if it was raining. But there's an element of choosing based on the resources available that you've got, your mindset. So sometimes it's like we get to a crossroads and, well, I want to go that way, but I'm not ready for that way. And that's fine. Go the other way. Stop. Wait till you are ready to go the way that you want to go. Don't beat yourself up for thinking that you ought, must or should go a particular direction. Oh, I must retire, which is cropping up for me at the moment. It's like, oh, retirement. No. So in what way are you sort of forcing yourself to make a decision or not wanting to go the direction that you think you ought to? And that's fine. I'm sitting in the car park at the bottom of a hill, halfway up a hill. The last bit of the hill, you have to walk. But where I'm parked, I can actually see the whole hill, and I can see all the different paths, and I can see a couple of people walking down it. And they're taking completely different routes, and yet they're both going to end up in the car park. So I wonder what it's like if you could go and look at, either get a map or stand far enough away from a route to be able to get that sense that I can see here of, you know, one of the walkers obviously decided to go straight on, the other decided to go left, and therefore in a minute one will have to go left again and the other will have to go right. And to just see the fact that all routes can still get to this car park, all routes get you to the same place. So to, again, minimise that decision that you've blown up into it being make or break, life or death sort of decision. So very rarely, I'm not saying that they're not always, but very rarely are they that big.
What I was particularly taken with on today's sort of journey across various different crossroads was the clarity of language, that sometimes we can be a bit sloppy perhaps in saying, oh, I'm at a crossroads, and actually we really mean we're going round in circles, or we really mean that we can't see the wood for the trees. When we're using the metaphor, then it's really important that we choose the right saying, the right metaphor, because our mind is much more able then to find solutions. If you're at a crossroads but you're actually really going around in circles, then the solutions are going to be very different, and therefore be very clear about how you really are feeling, and have a look at some of the other episodes for suggestions of other idioms, other ways that you might be feeling that might better describe the situation, and therefore might better provide you with options and different perspectives from which to see the situation. I'm quite intrigued that at no point did I ever mention sat-nav. In terms of sat-nav, is obviously going to enable us to come to crossroads completely without observation, really. We just follow the sat-nav. Although, in order to use sat-nav, you do need to know where you are, you do need to know where you're going to, and you do need an accurate sat-nav that has got all the latest information about up-to-date roads. If you've enjoyed this episode of Landscaping Your Life, then do follow my podcast, and also have a look in comments below for other ways of keeping in touch with us.